Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I was chomping at the bit this weekend to get back on the air. Here we are. It's Monday, the second day of May 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and I could have an endless string of wonderful guests on, but today we're not going to do that because I want a chance to take your calls, a lot of your calls. But to do that, I'm going to give each caller about a minute, minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes if you're making a really good point, and we're going to move on to the next person. I'm going to try to limit my comments as well because listeners bring up so many different issues, take us in so many different directions, cover angles that I would never even get into, and raise so many news points that I might hear on the radio when I'm driving on the weekend, or that I might see on TV when I watch a few minutes of it, or things that I've really forgotten to talk about. Having a chance over the weekend to listen to the rebroadcast of Friday's show, I get a chance to hear callers and just how great our listeners are, especially our callers. So there'll be a ton of news today and a lot of your phone calls. It is the second day of May 2005. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. Zero censorship here on the broadcast. If you disagree with me, if you agree, if you have a question, a comment, again, a news item you'd like to discuss, media manipulation and propaganda you'd like to point out. Perhaps you saw David Ray Griffin on C-SPAN Saturday morning, the tape of the hour-and-a-half-long speech, on hour speech, 25 minutes of questions, that he did about a week ago that C-SPAN finally aired. It was amazing. He came right out with the operation of the New World Order and how they clearly carried out 9/11. And he presented 9/11 from three different world views. It was Al-Qaeda acting alone from a cave, number one. Number two, the government had prior knowledge and funded the terrorists and protected them but didn't actually run the attacks. And then, of course, number three is what really happened. They engineered and orchestrated the entire thing. Very powerful. And it's exciting to see that presented in a scholarly, level-headed fashion, though he didn't cover one-tenth of the really hardcore 9/11 evidence. But how could he? I've said it many times that if I had the American people as a jury, it would take me weeks to show them just the admitted facts, document after document after admission, then to show the motive of the globalist, of course, and then to show all the lies they've told. But perhaps you saw it and thought it was interesting. Tomorrow night on the TV show, I'm going to be playing some clips of that and analyzing it. Of course, and that'll be up on PrisonPlanet.tv in the next week. There is so much to cover. U.S. is hoping to start its withdrawal from Iraq in December. This is on the London Telegraph. How are they going to do that when things are literally falling apart and imploding over there? But that's what they're saying. Speaking of problems, car bomb explosion kills six in Baghdad today, this morning. Baghdad car bomb kills shoppers, injures dozens. That little degenerate hobgoblin, England, to plead guilty in Abu Ghraib case. But it's admitted we have the government memos ordering him to torture, but no one high up gets in trouble. How classic is that? A bizarre article being reported by the Arabs. I don't believe it for a minute. Rumsfeld to free Saddam if he stops armed insurrection. This is out of the Scotsman and out of the New Scientist. New laser guns being developed for U.S. police against the American people. And a bunch of cloning news. Oh, it's scary. One California town moves to ban the sale and purchase of cloned pets. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour. Wide open phones today. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up, oil prices fall to $49 a barrel, down from $58 a barrel, and this has been going on for the last few months, the steady decline in oil prices, but the price at the pump is at all-time record highs, and don't expect it to fall anytime soon. In fact, this is what the globalists do. It's a worldwide energy cartel. Their own documents show it. They jack up prices astronomically, then lower them slightly, but never to near the low before that, and then we will accept the higher prices, only remembering the higher prices of just a few months ago. We will accept a price that is higher than what it was a year ago. They're manipulating us. The wife of the president, First Lady Laura Bush, says she's a desperate housewife because George is working so hard for this country. I mean, everything they do is calculated to manipulate the mindless pop culture to get people who are fans of these TV shows to identify with them. It's like Karl Rove releasing the 200-song playlist of George Bush's iPod, and then it was top story for 3 days, what songs he listens to, and people on talk radio going, I like the bands he likes. I like President Bush. Why, he's a regular guy. He's not mean to his staff like Clinton was. Why, he orders a hamburger and not caviar. She's such a family man, and oh, it's just all hype and fluff. This is big news all over the place. Laura Bush charming people as a desperate housewife. I bet she is desperate. I mean, Bush has a taste for people like Mr. Gannon, not for her. Interesting article that I want to go over. This is from News 8 Austin. Vietnamese war veteran recounts horrors of prison and torture. And I want to dovetail that with our government's own policies and compare it to that of the communist North Vietnamese. One in every 138 Americans is behind bars. Even more people have been behind bars or are on probation. One in 138. No one in world history has ever done that. Absolutely amazing. But people think this is law and order, putting everybody in prison, though we have more drugs on the streets than ever and less liberties. Big Brother is watching and stealing from you. This from Capitol Hill Blue. Wait till you hear how Big Brother isn't just spying. No, he's stealing from you. But the government says that's okay. And just a really amazing set of articles concerning cloning. I don't think people realize how far along cloning has gotten. Genetic mingling mixes human-animal cells. This is out of the Associated Press, a lengthy article. Let me just read a few paragraphs, and later I'll cover more of this. On a farm about 6 miles outside this gambling town, Jason Chamberlain looks over a flock of about 50 smelly sheep, many of them possessing partially human livers, hearts, brains, and other organs. Human brains, ladies and gentlemen. Just partially human brains, predominantly human. University of Nevada, Reno researcher talks matter-of-factly about his plans to euthanize one of the pregnant sheep in a nearby lab. He can't wait to examine the effects of human cells he has injected into the fetus's brain about 2 months ago. It's a mice on a large scale, Chamberlain says with a shrug. And then it goes on, getting more and more horrifying page by page. Here's one out of the San Diego Tribune, Union Tribune. Southland Democrat targets San Diego firm's Frankenkitty plans. A Los Angeles County Democrat is spearheading a state assembly campaign to make it illegal to sell clone pets in California, including allergy-proof cats being contemplated by the San Diego company. See, we're back to the future now. It's 2005. And so many people cannot come to grips with this that in laboratories, according to even the Washington Post and other major scientific publications like the New Scientist, in places like Argentina and Russia and Malaysia, they have humanzees. That is, they're putting human brains, engineering chimpanzees with human brains, human hearts, human livers, pigs with human brains and human hearts. Not just enough human genetics so that a transplanted heart or pig liver or chimpanzee liver or baboon heart or liver won't be rejected by the human, the Homo sapien, but to where it is, again, almost completely human. And this just gets minor footnotes in scientific journals. This is just, again, folks, they're saying, oh, since it's illegal to clone a human, which it's, by the way, now not illegal in California, New Jersey, and other areas, they can have a purely cloned human in a woman who they pay. She brings the baby to term, has the baby via a classical vaginal birth or cesarean birth, and then in New Jersey especially, we've read the bill on air, and it passed 2 years ago, actually keep it alive and use it for body parts. But by adding some animal genes to it, they then claim that it has no rights whatsoever and circumvent all laws. But we're hearing about private laboratories and universities. What about all the secret laboratories that for 50 years, actually 57 years now, under the National Security Act have been moving ahead in an unabandoned, out-of-control, pell-mell, helter-skelter bedlam, wildly doing whatever they want? at least 25 to 30 years ahead of what we're even being told about today. We better have a public debate about this. We better get informed. Okay, that is some. I mean, there is so much news here that is coming up. That's why I even had some guests today, but I canceled them because I want to take your calls and cover the 4-inch stack that I haven't even mentioned yet, much less the news I did get into that I haven't really detailed or commented on properly. We're going to go to Drew and Chris and Paul and Megan and others here in a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But I've had a request to air this. I've only aired this once, and you can see this video at PrisonPlanet.tv, just this one little minute and a half clip or less. But this is, just to give you an idea, the type of stuff that's in my film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my preeminent masterpiece that I just completed a few months ago and is now available. But here I am on C-SPAN engaging in guerrilla warfare live on TV exposing the NWO. So you've requested to hear it again. Here it is. Go ahead and roll that.
Go back outside of Madison Square Garden for more delegate reaction.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices. We cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, the radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with InfoWars.com. Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security, and I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag, and his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones, okay, now.
All right, folks, again, that's just 60 seconds of martial law, to give you an idea of everything that's covered in this film. We're going to go to break and come back to straight to your calls and news for the balance of this hour. But it's 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. It is three films in one on the VHS version, really four films in one on the DVD version, with an extra chapter on terrorism and the false left-right paradigm in the United Nations. Plus my little boat ride around New York being chased by the police boats. So that's on there, too. I really hope you'll get it. Covers 9/11, the police state, and the secret elite and how they operate, what their true plans are. It is my crowning achievement, really three films in one, a mini-series. Go to InfoWars.com to order Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. People email me and write me and fax me every day saying, Alex, I want to support you. How do I support you? Spread the word about the broadcast, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, especially if you're listening to one of our great AM and FM affiliates across the country, because you can really reach people. It's so easy for them to tune in. I mean, tell people at red lights, at grocery store counters. That's what I do when you're checking out. I tell people about the local affiliates here in Austin. But you can also get the films, but get the films because they're powerful, they wake people up. But secondarily, because it does make this broadcast possible. And I've got, three full-time employees, really three and a half. I've got three full-time employees, and then I've got two other part-time employees. And we do need capital, so please get the films. You can get one copy of Martial Law for $24.95, a second copy for $19.95, and they go down from there. Some of my films are as low as $5.95. Right now, so call and ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch all my videos online, including my newest one, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews from the radio show, text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. These videos are waking people up, so get yours today. We'll be right back with your calls.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
There's a debate that's been going on for a long time under the radar screen. It's now broken out because in places like Florida and Illinois, parents that bar their 12 and 13-year-old daughters from having abortions are being arrested. And the police and CPS workers and school counselors believe it's their power, their authority, to, quote, authorize these young children to have abortions. They believe they're more of a parent than the parent. I mean, should we even have to debate this? Even if you're for abortion out there, which I'm vehemently against, how on earth could you be for letting 12-year-olds go and have abortions because the school counselor decides that's the best thing to happen? I actually have the Houston Chronicle here saying that. I mean, it's insane. Drew in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Drew.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Hello.
It's been a while. Recently got your new video. It's great. Although I think that 9/11 Road to Tyranny would be a close second.
Well, thank you.
The main reason I'm calling, Friday night I was at an art opening at Mexico Arte Museum. Are you familiar with that? It's on 5th and Congress?
Yes.
Okay. Our esteemed Lord Perry was there. He gave an interesting little speech. He said he looks forward to the day when the Rio Grande will be just a river. There will be no more boundaries between our two great countries.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's globalism, free trade area of the Americas, openly getting rid of America. It's happening.
He says it. Our governor says it right there in public.
I wish you would have had a video camera.
I wish I could have made a copy and sent it to you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Write the details. You can probably find the text of his speech online somewhere. Write an article for me, and I'll post it.
All right.
You have a computer?
No, but I have access.
Okay, well, write an article. Send it to me.
Okay. And let me see. What else?
What did people say when he said that? Did they
clap? They clapped. Everybody was clapping. I mean, there were Hispanics, there were whites, there were blacks there. Everybody just, it was just so great.
This is a good Republican thing to do.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised he was able to break away from his boyfriend long enough to give a speech.
Oh, what are you talking about? He's a married man.
Well, so is Lord Bush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to go there.
All right.
What else is on your mind?
Well, let me see. I'd like to tell all of these Azuladistas, if you hate whitey so much, then why do you insist upon speaking a European language? I mean, Spanish is a European language. Why don't you speak Azteca something?
That's a good idea, Drew. I appreciate your call. But seriously, get me the details. Find some news article to back up what you're saying. I'm sure you can find some of his partial statements in the paper. I just haven't read the paper today. And put a little blurb together and email it. To tips@infowars.com, or the best place to go, because he reads it like five times a day, and I read my email once or twice a day. Go to prisonplanet.com, and it says email webmaster. Send it to Paul Watson. That's very newsworthy. Thank you for the call. Anything else? Good to hear from you. And for those that just joined us, last week we talked a lot about the La Reconquista that most Hispanics were not part of, but that means reconquering the Southwest, but that is funded by the Republican and Democratic parties, the big foundations, by the globalists who want to break this country up. It's just simple balkanization. You know, they'll play one black tribe off against another in Africa, or they'll play north against south off in Ireland. This is just what they do. It's how they operate. And we've got to all of us see through this and come together against the NWO. Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that last night on NBC around 9 o'clock, it was on in another room, the TV. I heard your lead-in music, and I thought it was your voice, too. And it went on for about a couple minutes, anyway. And it would start, and I thought it was your voice. Like I said, it was in another room.
Well, did you go to the other room and see what it was?
Well, I turned the TV on in this room. By the time I turned it on, there was a sports show on. But needless to say, being on the network television, I assume.
Sir, you were probably watching a Star Wars Revenge of the Sith ad.
Okay. Well, I assumed the worst. I assumed it was some kind of, you know.
Well, no, I was attacked along with Professor Christensen last week on Fox for her 9/11 The Road to Tyranny curriculum. But that's the latest attack I've seen.
Well, maybe someone else might have heard it if there was such a thing going on.
All right, anything else?
Well, those people doing all that cloning, I guess they can't believe in God, you know, knowing that they're messing with his creation.
Well, it's very, very dangerous, and a lot of top scientists say that, but it doesn't stop all these companies and universities and private corporations as well as the government from just wildly doing everything. A bunch of mad scientists, the island of Dr. Maru.
Yeah, they're so arrogant. Now, 1962... I remember hearing on the news that they had cloned a live frog. About a year later, they had closed-door hearings. You must know this, right?
Yes.
About human cloning.
It's been going on for a long time. They're just getting around to telling us about it now. We'll be back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Look at communist China and compare it to America. There they have forced abortion. In many cases, they kill babies that are already born. If the woman's refused and already had a child, and then arrogantly, as they put it, has another child, they'll drop by and drown the child and take the baby for body parts. That's been in the mainstream news. Well, look at America. Your 12-year-old tells the school counselor that they're pregnant. School counselor and the 12-year-old, who isn't old enough to make decisions for themselves, decides to have an abortion. Mama and daddy find out and say no, and they get arrested. And they, the government, the nice men in uniforms, take the young girl to have the baby cut out of her. I know a lot of you out there have had abortions or been part of abortions, and so you defend the abortion, the pro-abortion, pro-death issue no matter what. Why don't you just get it off your chest? Why don't you just repent? And then you'll get some closure on it. God will forgive you. But it's unforgivable to keep going along with this. What value do we have on life if we continue to kill the unborn? God's really been laying it on my heart with the abortion issue, and I'm going to be talking about it a lot more. I mean, I talk about it quite a bit, but I'm going to be talking about it a lot more. If you don't like it, find another radio show to tune into. That goes for everybody. Because this is murder. I mean, the Democrats were for even banning partial birth abortion. And then Bush got a watered-down version passed that had loopholes in it that basically, well, partial birth abortion is still going on under another name. And that's babies in their last 2 months who could be adopted. And again, most young women you talk to that have had abortions or know people that have, they don't even know that there are scores and scores and scores, there's hundreds, of Christian and secular groups. The average is about $80,000, I've researched it, that they will pay a young woman. We're talking 40, 50 grand, put her up in a house, a car, everything while she's having the baby, and then give her another 40 grand on average. Sometimes it's a lot more after she has the baby. Women don't know that when they get pregnant. Now, they know that in South Korea. And that's why when a woman gets pregnant and the man denies her, because over there it's really bad socially, just like it used to be here, if the man basically refuses the woman and says, I don't recognize the child you're going to have, then that woman's in trouble. And so hundreds of thousands of Korean children have been adopted, and the families pay. What was I reading? On average, it's like $250,000. And the woman over there gets around $50,000. They get a lot less over there, and the agencies here and over there get the lion's share of it. But there are adoption groups here in the United States. And it's interesting how this works. There are more people each year, just a little bit more, a few thousand more on average, who are wanting to adopt on these 2- and 3- and 4-year waiting lists, who are wanting to adopt, than there are abortions. So there are supply and demand. There are more than enough people who want to adopt those children. And I always hear the leftists, the phony leftists, who are really ultra-right-wing fascists and didn't know it, if you want to use their false terms and paradigm, according to their indicators, that's what they are. If they just looked in the mirror, I've heard it 100 times. Nobody wants these black babies. Nobody wants these Hispanic babies. Nobody wants these poor white babies. Are you going to adopt them? You try to show them the statistics. No, people do want these babies. No. No. No, they don't. And so you see this giant market. About half, because I've been studying this, about half of the children that are taken by CPS are not given to, quote, foster homes, the type where they're warehousing them, where they got 4 or 5 children and that's their business, is keeping children. I'm not saying all those people are bad, but the system is bad. And statistically, you're 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody, in state custody. But about half of them are really good families who are on waiting lists, really wanting a healthy, happy baby. All right? So instead of not aborting all these children, and then those children and the young women getting $80,000, $80,000, sometimes it's a lot more, and a win-win situation, and murder isn't committed, and somebody gets a chance to live and have a life, and a family that wants them gets them. No, instead, look out, young white families, because that's the children that are a premium. People will pay hundreds of thousands for a black baby, Hispanic baby, Asian baby. They'll pay 500 grand for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. And this is an open secret. And boy, I've been at the hospitals. I've covered it. I've even had my cameras inside, been threatened with arrest and covered it. Poor white family, good-looking parents, good-looking baby, done absolutely nothing wrong, but they're poor. He's an auto mechanic. They live in a little one-room apartment. They went in to get welfare help. They snatch that child. They intimidate them. Cops actually will grab the woman by the back of the neck and say, sign. I mean, this is night. And they take that baby, because you're talking about $500,000. You see, that's another reason they want abortion. They, 30, 40 years ago, folks, you could adopt a baby in 4 or 5 months if you were barren, if you couldn't have children. People adopted babies. There wasn't a problem. So again, you never heard abortion attack from that angle, did you? There's no reason, women. You're missing out on $80,000. Now, obviously, if they ever got rid of abortion and this happened, you'd get less. But still, they pay for it and pay for you to have the baby and give you some money. And you wouldn't kill that baby. Okay, I said I'd take calls, but I'm spurred to talk about this today because I've got all these headlines here where mothers and fathers are arrested. They're 12 or 13-year-old There's a whole bunch of cases. It's 12, 13, one case here is 11. We're talking middle school. We're talking 6th and 7th graders. They go in and they're pregnant, and it says right here that the school decides they should have an abortion. It's like they decide they need to be on Ritalin or Prozac. How insane is that? Again, the handbooks they give these social workers and people are the state is the parent now. They have first dibs. You don't. That's a fraud. We got to say no to this. Now, you know people out there who've had abortions, you feel bad about it. Or if you haven't thought about it, you've hardened your heart. And you need to. And you need to repent. And you need to dedicate yourself to fighting this. It just hurts my heart to think about the innocence that's betrayed, the innocence that's crushed and smashed, and just the unholy, monstrous sins that we're committing. And what is sin? In my layman's view, it is a crime against the programming that, as a biosphere, as a species, as humanity that we have. It's doing destructive, cancerous things. And of all the sins, murdering children is the worst. Torturing children is the worst. And heaven help us, just heaven help us. You think you're safe as an old person to not be euthanized when abortion's been pushed for 30 years? You think you're safe as a young person in a society where we have such little value on life, we do this? Women out there, you've had abortions, I know you're listening. You were never told that you would have had that pregnancy paid for and everything taken care of. And you would have had the distinct good feeling in giving that child up to a family that did want it if you didn't want it. But nobody told you about that, did they? Nobody told you. Nobody told you that your instances of cancer triple. That's conservative. General cancer triples. It's even higher in the reproductive-related organs, the uterus, the ovaries, the cervix. Because if that baby's really got a problem, 98% of the time, you're going to have a miscarriage. If there's problems in the development, your body is going to reject that child. That's in God's plan. That's in nature's plan. The system God set up. But when you cut it out, if you murder that child in the middle of that cycle, you reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. Heaven help us, we don't want this on our heads. We do not want this. Man, we have been sold on so much evil. Okay, I'll go to your calls. I just really wanted to talk about that. Let's go back. Paul in Texas. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, man, I appreciate your stand, Alex. You know, my dad's a Baptist preacher. I'm a Christian, and if the preachers were doing their jobs like they're supposed to be, and the people that call themselves Christians, you know, this society is just so degraded by the satanic system put in. So,
there's no reason to even have abortions.
I know, man.
No one tells these women this.
Right.
You know, for every child a woman has, she tags 4 years on her life up until after three children, then it actually starts taking years off.
Man. No, I didn't know that. Well, hey, brother, the question I called about, man, I noticed yesterday in Austin, this chemtrail situation is getting crazy. I used to just see it early in the morning. Now I'm seeing it in the middle of the day, and it's so blatant. I see it on TV commercials. I see it on TV programs in the background. Could you just shed a little light about what you know about what this is about?
My parents came over yesterday, and we're in the backyard, and my mother looked at me, and she said, son, because she might listen one day a week, and my parents live here in Austin, but she's not, you know, super, you know, into the New World Order. She's starting to get into it, though, because it makes sense.
Right.
She's a history major. And she said, son, when I was a child, when I was a young woman, just a few years ago, you know, we've always lived near airports, you know, big cities, and why is the whole sky trail? She said, we've been here for an hour, and that trail's still there getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what is it? And my dad, you know, has got a pilot's license. He's been flying for since he was 14 years old. He was taught out on the farm by the next-door neighbor who was a fighter ace from World War II. So he's been flying since he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Helicopters, too. And my dad said, yeah, I don't know why in the last six, seven years, right, Dad? And he goes, yeah. Those trails, I mean, I remember as a child. They'd fly over and disappear in 30 seconds to 2 minutes. Yesterday, I was at the neighborhood pool swimming, and I looked up, and here come three fighter jets. Well, they had to be 45,000 feet, and they left three trails, and I left the pool. They flew by when I got there. 45 minutes later, the trails were still there. I got home. They were still there. But there were trails at 2,000 feet, giant trails, and by the end of the day, it was just pure cloud cover, 80% cloud cover with these trails. And I want to know if these are ice crystals formed by condensation from wind turbulence out of the tips of the airframe. Why are they at 2,000, 3,000 feet? Why are they billowing, getting bigger? Why are they there 4 hours later? I mean, so...
So in our face.
Well, but I mean, here's the question. There'll be jets right by other jets at the very same level of in the atmosphere, the same strata. And they're not leaving trails, but another jet is.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, yeah. And I thought about making a film about chemtrails, you know, a real film about them. Because all the films I see about them don't show all the admissions. 3,000 open-air tests on the people, 1,300 on the military, chemical biological spraying. They're doing tests all the time. Just type biologicals tested over Oklahoma. You'll get articles last year. I mean, they've done this before. But then there's kooks out there that point at any contrail and go, look, they're spraying as it disappears. No, everything isn't a trail.
Right.
But something has changed. Something's right. Going on, and we cannot ignore it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a stoplight. I want to look at the people next to me and say, do you see this up here? Does that not stand out to you? You know, do you look up at the sky?
I know this. I mean, it'll be a perfectly blue sky in the morning, or sometimes at night it's already filled, or the sun comes up and the sky's filled, but a lot of days it's blue sky, and then all of a sudden it's just trails.
Right.
And they don't go, I mean, folks, I have sat there before, 4 hours later, the same trail is thanks for the call. Explain it to me. There are different weathermen that have gone public and that have been out there talking about all of this. That work for major TV stations that are seeing weather patterns they've never witnessed. That watch these jets get in front of a weather system and spray, do something, and then it breaks it down. I don't know. I mean, I've got a tape listener sent me, and then later I even saw it myself on TV live, actually being transmitted, and it was that show Atmospheres, and it was called Weather Wars on the Weather Channel, and it showed in the 60s they could do this. There's a Russian firm you can hire for $1.5 million, will go anywhere in the world, and guarantee clear skies for you. They've got antenna arrays that do it. They admit HARP can do this. We have the patents. I don't know what's going on, folks, but it's scary. Is it frequency pollution? Is it causing it to resonate in the atmosphere? By that, the different transmission systems we now have. Some scientists think that it's causing a resonation in the atmosphere that's resonating with ice crystals and forming something. We don't know. I mean, we know they're doing some spraying, they're doing some testing, we know they've got antenna arrays manipulating the atmosphere. It's a bunch of different things. It's not one thing. Let's talk to Megan in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Two things, actually. One was an article I saw on Rents.com that you might want to look at of a big, huge 10,000 people protesting last week outside the Israeli consulate in New York. And they were all Orthodox Jews, and it was not covered by the regular media.
Yeah, that's an Ashkenazi group.
I think so.
Yeah, and they get the Nutri-Carty, and they get ignored every year when they protest.
Right. Okay, but the other thing, you've already been talking a lot about what I've been thinking about a lot lately. My husband's a lot more vocal about things than I am. I'll give people articles because I figure they need something to back it up, but they'll just kind of lay it on them. But, you know, it's just interesting, and maybe there's just somebody that you could get who's more of a theologian than I am that could explain what is going on with these. I don't go to church because I think they're just corrupt beyond belief, but how sometimes Danny, my husband, will be talking to someone who's a Christian about how their children are being poisoned by all these different vaccines and all these different poisons. And the response is just, well, you know what? We all got to die of something. And I just don't understand how you could be...
No, it's a nihilistic, so what? I'm so self-centered, I don't even love my own children.
Exactly, and it's very depressing to me that's how people are being taught. They're learning it somewhere. It's very sad.
The answer is they're watching 3 or 4 hours of TV a day.
That's true.
I mean, have you watched TV, how evil it is?
Yeah, it's
I mean, the president's wife says she's a desperate housewife.
Oh, and the whole hubbub about,
you know,
that.
A show about women having sex with teenagers. I mean, you know, she's just making a joke. Thanks for the call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to go back to your calls, then start the next hour and get into some news and then back into your calls. Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. During the break, I was just mulling over the state of affairs in the world today. Believe me, if 400 cities and 4 states hadn't thrown out the Patriot Act, if people weren't marching around the White House with signs saying Bush did it, Bush knew, if people weren't jumping up on C-SPAN saying the government carried out 9/11, if the population wasn't angry about the TIPS program and the Wave and Save program and the Citizen Corps program and the plans for forced inoculations through the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. The population wasn't angrily resisting the new Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing. If we weren't fighting the open borders, it would be much worse right now. The globalists would have already carried out more attacks. They're arrogant, though. They're like a bronco rider who's on a bucking horse or riding a bull. They think they can just hold on long enough to get their New World Order in. They're very, very arrogant. Hold on long enough to get in all their electronic, no-record voting machines, the top three companies openly run by the CIA. They've got those in 35% of the country right now, though we're fighting the installation of the rest of them. Now, there's a reason they're getting so arrogant, because if they get those in, then it's not going to matter how we vote. But then we've still got the jury box, the grand jury box, another way we vote. We also have the power of the boycott, another way we can vote and resist and exercise our power. But it takes discipline to do that. And we can also protest and demonstrate. That's why they've got so many riot police and microwave guns and sound cannons ready in these warehouses, these FEMA centers in major populated areas. Because they know they got stuff planned that we're going to resist and get very upset about, and they're going to try to put their foot down when that happens. But if enough people know who's behind the social turmoil that's coming, if enough people know the government's been taken over and isn't legitimate, we may be able to short-circuit them. So let's stand up against these ivory tower bureaucrats and their owners. Let's defend liberty and humanity and beauty and creativity. Let's have honor. And let's stand at this historical crossroads. Just in 30 seconds, my new film, Martial Law, is out. You can get it at InfoWars.com or watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free to get a copy, 1-888-253-3139. The wait is over. And the next hour, I've only done this one other time on my show. I'm going to air some clips from the film where I confront David Gergen and others and the secret police. And I think I'll play that Cynthia McKinney 8-minute clip again, too, because I've only played that once and we keep getting requests for it. So a lot of clips and your calls coming up in the next 2 hours. Right now, let's go to John in Boston. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend.
I just wanted to, a couple things. Here in Massachusetts, in Lexington, as a matter of fact, there was a incident a couple days ago where a school sent home some information with a 7-year-old. And
it was Heather has two mommies and Steve has two daddies or something. The father complained, so they arrested him.
You got it.
He may be with Al-Qaeda.
Of course, yeah. He's only protesting his child's development, doing it the right way. But also the Snowgrove case, there's a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the city of Boston right now for that incident a few months ago.
For those who don't know, peaceful woman, 22 years old, about to graduate from college. They blew her eyeball out into her brain, whole part of the new freedom. Shot her at 10 feet away. Go ahead.
Also, just real quick, took my family out for ice cream this past weekend. Go into... to one ice cream shop. There's a bunch of high school kids there. The kids are wearing unbelievable things. Like one kid had a hat on that said, "I only date, say, crack addict," something like that. Just another symptom of what's going on.
Listen, Target has really vile shirts for the children. And the parents buy this for them.
I'm only 29 years old. I feel like I'm 65, 70 years old looking at these kids.
The pace of life is being quickened. Stay there. I'll let you finish up.